Nobody knows Candace. I'm Nancy Deming. I'm the chair of the council.
I'm Joe Soteros, council member and banker.
Michelle Fisher, member of the council, old person, forgot my name tag.
Joel Smith, vice president for college relations and advancement.
Anthony Cucci, I'm the student senate president. I'm also the agricultural and technology college representative for the SUNY Student Assembly.
Jennifer Redinger, the new girl. I'm the faculty senate representative and the SUNY faculty representative for SUNY Delhi.
Barbara Kaplan, assistant to President Benko.
I'm Bonnie Martin, I'm the vice president for operations.
Carol Bishop, I'm the vice president for finance.
John Nader, I'm the provost.
Barb Jones, VP for student life.
Wayne Oliver, no questions.
No, I'm not going to get beat up.
I'm Hank Adams, and I'm a council member, and I'm an engineer.
I'm Carol O'Byrne, I'm a council member. This is my last year, can you imagine? I can't believe it went so fast. And I live in Margaretville.
Hi, I'm Jill Gallup. I'm an attorney. I'm a council member, and I live in Cooperstown.
This is a wonderful group. Thank you all for being here.
Terrific.
We have a full house.
We do.
And so now we will go through the agenda. We've been called to order. So the first thing I'll do is ask for a motion to approve the minutes from the April 21st, 2015
wow.
meeting.
I'll make a motion.
Thank you, Jill. And a second?
I'll second it.
Thank you, Anthony. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed say no. Motion carries. Thank you. President, thank you.
Thank you. I guess I better talk really fast, otherwise I'm going to be in trouble with Wayne.
I'm watching.
I know you are. I know. I'll watch your clock. Well, I have lots of good news. It's always good to start with good news. We were named a great college to work for by the Chronicle of Higher Education. This was something we've done in the past, but this was a more difficult category because we were in the group of... Hi, Jared. Is that a chair for Jared? Oh,
yes.
Good. Okay. As our enrollment grew, we changed categories and we became more competitive. So we were in the up to 9,999 student category. So it makes the award even more meaningful. We were the only SUNY college recognized, and we're one of five in the state of New York. We were recognized for collaborative governance, work-life balance, and supervisor or department chair relationship. And so those are big winners with me. We had our scores improved in the other 13 categories. So we weren't recognized in those categories, but our scores increased. So that's all good news. We achieved the highest ranking in U.S. News and World Report ever. We were named 28th, tied with Cobleskill. I find some irony in that with my shared services. 28th best regional college in the North. We received the results of the every 3-year student opinion survey that SUNY does across state-operated campuses, and we were among the top 5 out of 27 SUNY campuses in 9 categories, and I won't read them all to you, but some of my personal favorites are academic advising, quality of instruction. I kind of think that's what we do, and so being in the top 5 across SUNY is very nice. Involved in community service or service learning activities as part of a course or an academic program was another area. Opportunities for community service. Engaged in research or other creative projects under the guidance of a faculty member. And availability of courses in your major. So that's all very good news, and I'm very proud. We were number 1 in the technology sector in 16 categories. 87% of the students responding, and the N was very large. John, how many?
850
students participated. 87% said the college met or exceeded their expectations. 63% rated the quality of education very high or high. 31% rated it average, so you're at, you know, over 94% there. 74% said they were satisfied or very satisfied with college. 74% said they strongly agreed or agreed the college is a good value, and 12 categories need to be addressed. I think the one that grabbed me the most was there were campus climate issues that students indicated were not ideal. And what by that I mean, there are questions such as faculty respect for students, staff respect for students. And those two bothered me a lot because I think of us as a very big family, and I think that the students and faculty and staff, and from my perspective, have really strong relationships. And so for the students to comment in that way bothered me a lot because, first of all, it told me that I didn't really know what was going on in our students' heads, and second of all, that we've got some work to do. And so that's going to be a topic of our upcoming cabinet retreat and really how to address the issue, how we want to attack it. And we'll be talking to the students about this as well, about how to attack it. I've mentioned to those of you who came in a little early that we're going to be celebrating tonight Katie Urich's crowning as the Student Chef of the Year by the American Culinary Federation. Very proud of her. She's just a terrific young woman, and you'll be pleased to meet her. She's a real credit to SUNY Delhi. And Mark Garcia, as I mentioned last Friday, won the National Mentor Program. The name is a little confusing to me. He was the only student chef in the competition. All of the other finalists were professional chefs, and we're just incredibly proud. One side note, Mark helped Katie in prepping for the American Culinary Federation National, and Katie went to Chicago to support Mark in his national quest. So two great things to celebrate tonight. Associate Professor Kathleen Ogborn was honored by the American Association of Veterinary Technicians with their Teaching Excellence Award. It's a big deal. That is a large honor. Our welding graduates had a 100% pass rate on the New York State Department of Transportation exam. The state pass rate averages 25 to 30%, so 100% is rather a good outcome. The nursing NCLEX exam pass rate was 96%. That's also really spectacular. And our vet tech graduates had an 88% pass rate on their licensure exam. The national average is 73%. So those are all bragging points and speak to the quality of instruction. We had a request to submit proposals, white papers for a competitive investment fund, and we submitted six, and three actually are being advanced to round two. So now we have to expand the detail of these white papers, and the three are a facilities management bachelor's of technology proposal we're very excited about. This would allow our students in applied technology, two-year applied tech degree, to continue on into a bachelor's of technology degree. There hasn't been an easy way for them to continue their education. And so we've made this proposal, and they would help us fund it if we get funded. So I'm excited that's going on to the next round. The other one was an academic explorations program, which would increase access and completion for underrepresented and underprepared low-income students. It's something we do well. I'm happy to expand on it, especially at someone else's check. So I hope that goes. And the third was we were invited to resubmit our 2020 round four proposal for a photovoltaic array down at the Valley campus in cooperation with the Delaware County Electric Co-op. And that also, we haven't heard from the governor as to whether it was selected for funding. And so SUNY wanted to make sure that if it didn't get funded by the governor and it was a good proposal, that it would have an opportunity to be eligible for funding from SUNY. And that proposal also moved forward. So I think that those are due in about 3 weeks?
October 7th, thereabouts.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. And they have reviewers, and then we'll hear. a College of Technology joint marketing proposal also moved forward. The president's put together a proposal. I'm going to a meeting Thursday and Friday in Saratoga, and part of that is to discuss how we move that forward. And John Nader has been working very hard completing a very huge project for SUNY, and that is our performance improvement plan. Every campus was charged in June with developing a performance improvement plan that has to be approved by SUNY before we're eligible for this money that we've applied for. And it's pretty detailed. How many pages? 20 pages?
It can't be more than 15, but there are 20 tables that accompany it.
Oh, lovely. So you can see how John's been spending his time, and he's done a really terrific job. And I'm very appreciative. So anyway, that's on its way. We welcome 58 new employees at the campus forum, 53 on-site, 5 online. And I hosted, 25 or 30 of them for a new employee dinner at a house last Tuesday. It was really fun. We really had a good time. What a great group we have. Enrollment is 3,497. That is a decline of 166 students total and a decline of 177 students on campus. So 177 residential, but we had a little growth online, so it's a total of 166. This is, as I have talked to you about earlier, a challenging environment. There are declining high school graduate numbers. The comprehensive college, the university centers have dipped down into the comprehensive colleges pool to get students enrolled, and the comprehensive colleges have dipped down in our pools to get us enrolled. And we're also being bitten by the community colleges who are offering much lower tuition and residence halls. And so, you know, we are a bit in that squeeze. But that said, I'm not upset with 166. I certainly... Yes, go ahead.
You mentioned in one of the documents here that the GPA of incoming students was significantly higher.
It's like
I thought it was significant.
To say that.
But, I mean, did that have any impact on total numbers?
Yes, it did. Yeah. Thank you very much. Last year, we discovered that we accepted about 250 or so students who failed to meet minimum admission standards. And there were many good reasons for accepting these students. But John and I talked with the cabinet, we met with the enrollment services people, and we agreed to hold the line this year on those minimum standards. Students who don't meet those minimum standards tend to be at greater risk for success. And so we said, okay, we know we're going to take a hit, particularly in liberal arts and sciences, the general undeclared or the associate degree students in liberal arts. And so we kind of went into this with our eyes open, and I'm certainly not happy to be down 166 students. On the other hand, I am happy that we were able to do as well as we were holding our admission standards and actually saw a much better qualified class this fall than last fall. So I'm hoping that'll mean higher student retention, higher graduation, all the things that we work hard to achieve.
Yeah, you would assume the payback would be there at the
beginning. One would. I'm hopeful.
Well, we accepted 650 fewer students this year than we did last year.
Thanks, Bonnie. Great number. Yes. So we are going to spend time talking about enrollment at the cabinet retreat in next week. 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
And that's at Racket Lake. We get away. It's a really good time to talk about visioning and talk about, you know, broad stroke strategy if we want to dedicate resources to helping support some of our enrollment initiatives, that kind of thing. You may or may not be aware that we had a student death on our campus 2 weeks ago. It's a real tragedy on a number of levels. I know Barbara Jones is driving a van on Friday to attend calling hours and has been very involved with the family, helping the family in any way that we could. So it's just a really, really awful thing to happen. But to have it happen to a freshman in the beginning of the semester makes it even more difficult. So anyway.
Is there any way, and I'll try to... that we could be notified when something like that happens. Being local, I was asked by multiple people, and I said, I know nothing about it.
We can certainly tell you, and Joel, you can put him on the list. The issue for us is that it's not ours to acknowledge as to how the student died or what the circumstances were. And that's what all the questions kind of swirl around.
Right, sure.
You know, it was not drug related. I think we talked about that. I mean,
no foul play.
So, yes.
And certain there's confidentiality
sure.
and things like
right,
that.
Right, right. And this
not,
was a, but
wouldn't
no.
want names, but just a
and Joel does inform SUNY, so we can
right.
certainly put
so
the college
I
council
certainly
on that
add you to,
okay.
to the distro
okay.
list.
Thank
appreciate
you.
It.
When we do the campus emails related to specific issues such as that.
That'd be great.
Yep.
Good. Thank you. Chuck and Kay Merrill are coming to visit us the week of October 1st through 8th. Last year, they provided $347,000 in scholarship support to our students, which was almost a $77,000 increase over the previous year. And, I mean, the amount of support they provide our students is just, it's mind-boggling, and it continues to increase, and they continue to broaden the number of students who are eligible for these awards. So we try to roll out the red carpet, as you would expect. And speaking of rolling out the red carpet, I went up to get lunch today, and I ran into Carol Brock, who
really?
Is a distinguished collier. Yes, she was here donating cookbooks, and I think she just sneaked in, and you know, and I happened to run into her, and she said, well, Jacques Papin really still wants to come. And I was like, well, I'm more than glad to get on that, you know. So there's another person who's provided support for us. The O'Connor Center for Community Engagement received a $30,000 grant from the O'Connor Foundation for this year. And I will end, note that, Wayne, I'm ending, on the community barbecue last night. It was the third year that we've celebrated this, and it was the largest turnout that I can remember, both a lot of community members and a lot of students, and Matt Christian kind of poked me in the arm. He said, look, it's working. And I said, what do you mean it's working? And he said, look, my sons are playing football with your students. And, you know, they're little kids. Well, they're not that little, 10 and 7 or 10 and 8 or something. But anyway, so thanks to Nancy, and Kathy Mario was there too. And it was really a fun evening. And thanks, Barbara, for organizing it and continuing to grow it. And the food was great. And having the radio station there with music really made it fun, and it was great.
No, thank you to everyone, and Anthony, and all the students for their support, and everyone that was there. It was, and again, I think it's an example of growing traditions, and we work at that with a lot of what we do, and it takes time and years, but it really,
it was a very fun evening, and there were so many more people from the community this year.
We were able to
and
spread the word. Yeah, we were able to spread the word more, and our college association really contributed, because honestly, the last few years we had our own staff cooking the hot dogs and doing things, so we've certainly, the college association played a big role, and we'll continue to, because I think it's going to get bigger next year.
That's great.
Yeah.
So that's my report. How did I do? Too much time?
A little quick for me. I wanted a few more questions. I'll write them down.
Okay, thanks.
The only comments that I have to make today are in connection with the search committee, which is hard at work. They have already received applications from more than 85 people. They are searching out, well, they have had recommendations or nominations for other people, maybe 25 or so, whom they're pursuing. So they are hard at work talking all day long to people and checking them out. So I spoke with Kate Nolde, who is very excited about the diversity of the people who are applying.
Good.
Diversity of experience, locations, all kinds of diversity. So, very soon, I think September 29th is the first that we will learn, that the search committee will learn about this. And then there's another date set aside on October 7th to really get down to hard work on this. But It's going to be an exciting fall.
And Nancy, there's some password requirements. Will those be sent to us when we get to the 29th or so?
Yes.
Okay. All right. They'll send them to us individually. Okay.
Yes. We will have it arranged so that we can all access the background material. We'll have to password your question,
please. No, I think if we have a few minutes, if you want to really
become
prepared. No, you ask good questions. You ask good questions. Yeah.
A long history of that one. Good questions.
They are good questions.
Yes.
Nancy, could I just add in that these bright yellow bags have the student handbook and planner, which you all may want to look at inside, as well as the phone directory from
Especially
Barbara.
Especially the cover.
Yes, you're right. The Canvas is on the cover. And I just need to tell you that we approved it, the council approved a code, which then we had to change based on our governor's change of law after we had done all the changes we had done. So it was, we had to just make some changes based on the governor. But that is in there, as well as a few other things. And these are the bags that Caddy is, I think, selling to students for, I'm not sure how much, but if they use it, then they get 5 cents off on their purchases, or whatever they get off, like Price Chopper.
Good.
Good.
Does anyone have any questions on any of the reports that were included in the packet, Wayne?
Yes.
We'll start with Joe.
I'm going to lean back into the table.
I have about two or three. The performance improvement plan, you mentioned it, you know, it's 15 pages in attachments. I mean, what are some of the basic takeaways and
good question. We're fortunate in that much of the spade work was done in the spring, several of us around the table, in terms of those roughly 20 tables in peer institutions as part of the president's evaluation. So we had a little bit of a jump. There are really three parts to the narrative. One is a description of the linkage between the campus's own strategic plan and the SUNY Excels and Power of SUNY goals. We had just finished the plan. It's a pretty good one. And I think that was to be very, I appreciate Candace's remarks, but that part was pretty easy to write. We had done so well. The second part is the more substantive part where the college lays out its goals per the SUNY Excels worksheet. It's access, success, completion, engagement,
inquiry.
And there are metrics within all of those. And each campus gets to emphasize the ones that it does best and are most consistent with its mission. But we're supposed to address all of those, and in a number of them have specific goals for 2018 or 2020.
So as an example, suppose our current graduation rate is 65%. We might say that in 2018, we hope to achieve 70%. Mm-hmm. They're very specific goals based on the category.
And we have multiple years of data in those tables. We had to spend a lot of time in the spring kind of brainstorming ambitious but attainable goals. You don't want somebody not to meet these things, but we do want to push ourselves in areas where we...
There is a penalty associated with it, potentially.
There is not presently, but really the grants that Candace referenced are kind of a move of the university towards some performance-based funding.
Okay.
So we're supposed to, in the Performance and Improvement Fund, which other than SUNY 2020 is the largest fund, we're supposed to be addressing those SUNY Excel's goals and the metrics within them.
Right.
And it's the only way to get the money. In those pools.
In those pools.
Yeah. Okay. And then there's a concluding section, which is pretty much a concluding section in terms of aspirations and stuff like that.
It's goals-driven. It's performance.
It is.
It's objective.
And Candace referenced this. The time frame continued to move on all campuses, not just us. We knew something was coming down the pike, but we got it on June 26th, ultimately.
And then SUNY said, be sure to have your faculty have an opportunity to
talk about
this.
We certainly want to engage people. And the original version was due on September 30th. That's been moved out to October. With the performance improvement funding, I think they quickly realized that they couldn't get within the state's budget cycle, and so they moved the date to that for the white papers earlier. And so while I've been working on the PIP, people have been scrambling around to get those white paper proposals in. And actually, we have to submit the proposals for the grants before the PIP is due, but we can't get a grant funded until the PIP is approved.
So there, with regard to that, there's no specific role for the advisory council. It's more of a SUNY board role, if you will, to monitor the plan and the performance relative to it.
Actually, it really is.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. And, okay. Yes. That's, yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's where.
And I suspect we will be.
Okay.
The amount of time that was invested in Candace's evaluation was quite remarkable in terms of really working through those tables and trying to sensibly articulate what a goal
was.
Well,
SUNY
was
piloting it with a few president's evaluations, and, you know, at the time I didn't feel very lucky to be one of the pilots because it took so much effort of the people around the table to work on those tables and set those goals. And now, though, we're working on this performance improvement plan, and those tables have already been, the work has been done for the most part.
Yeah, we'll repopulate a few, but not with big changes.
Right.
You know, now that we know a little more.
John, what group at SUNY is actually going to look at these and work with them and review them, comment?
Beats the heck out of me.
Yes.
We don't know. We don't know. And for the grant funding, Nancy, it's very clear that the Chancellor's Office will make recommendations to the trustees. They received a few hundred proposed white papers in the first round, and those have been winnowed down. Not all that much, really. So some group is reading these, and the Chancellor read the latest RFP.
I got the impression that she had different groups depending on the categories of funding that you applied for. So there was an EOP category, and I think she had people who were familiar with EOP read those, and the capital funds, all of that.
Yeah.
So. I think
Joe
has one more.
I did.
Go ahead.
There's a reference in here that a SUNY High Needs Program, we got a $40,000 grant for criminal justice and IT programs around cybersecurity development and equipment purchases.
Yeah.
Just from the perspective of the college, do we have a sort of a master plan around, you know, that space? In other words, are we going to create a major? Okay.
We don't. And the reason is the proposal itself was actually submitted as a partnership with Herkimer and one other institution, I think it was Mohawk Valley, that have cybersecurity programs where we would share a faculty member, and Herkimer already has a very robust cyber lab. We did not get the faculty support in that high needs award, but we did get money for equipment. Now, and I will say this was fortuitous, we did hire a new faculty member in the IT area who has a forensic and cybersecurity background, but we're kind of struggling as to how to really use this high needs award, given that we did not get funded for the staffing that was intended to work with the other colleges on this.
Okay. So, I mean, the demand in that space, as you know, is just going to grow
exponentially. Yes, it is.
And we want to be in that space.
Right.
And we have at least two programs that want at least some exposure to the field. Business students do, IT students do, criminal justice students all have indicated an interest in having at least a foundation in it. So,
Wayne?
No. You've answered three out of multiple, but I just, let's see, I want to ask them so that they can be answered quickly. Budgeting remained flat, $6.5 million at the state level.
Yes.
We hired 8 new full-time positions. I'm assuming those dollars to cover those positions will come out of the tuition increase and some of those other...
Yeah, the tuition increase is sort of a phantom because the increase is really expended in two pots totally. One of them is to cover the TAP gap. You know, remember that SUNY agreed that when if the legislature would support this increase in tuition, that the campuses would cover the amount of tuition charge not covered by TAP. And that's a ceiling of $5,000 for TAP total?
I think it went up $160.
Okay. And so for us, that's a significant amount of money. It's
Right. This year it's going to be $1 million. Because it accumulates, like this is year five. So we've had 5 years of tuition increases, $1,500. So it's 1,500 times all the students.
And then the other pot is the negotiated salaries for UUP. That's negotiated by SUNY, and I'm mandated to cover those costs, and we have no additional revenue to do that. So the tuition increase that really is totally eaten up by those two buckets, those two.
So that's eroded. So that, the question I got is you've got a cash reserve policy, and you've got $13.2 million in there. I'm assuming some of those dollars are coming from there then.
Yes, absolutely. And we were talking this morning, we're looking at a $3 million plus deficit for operations. So we'll pull that $3 million out of reserves. And we certainly can get by fine with that for this year. But I wouldn't want to make it a practice. And so that's the reason we're focusing on the enrollment, because we really need that enrollment growth to provide additional tuition revenues to cover the operating costs.
Okay. You've answered my questions on applications. Can you, the Sherwood's Inn, that
yes.
review,
mm-hmm.
how did
sure.
we do people-wise? Just out of curiosity.
The late start really killed us. I mean, we couldn't get approval from the village for a permit till May, so there really wasn't sufficient time to market the facility. And we had, you know, roughly $10,000 in revenue out of it. So we didn't expect to make money. The deficit's a little greater than we had anticipated, and, you know, we're already working on the business plan for next year and perhaps looking at some different options as well in addition to, you know, renting on a nightly basis, perhaps reserve a couple of units to rent, you know, on a monthly
sure.
or, you know, because we've had probably four or five inquiries from snowbirds who would like, you know, who would like to rent, you know, the month of July in August.
And we have a meeting to
yes.
discuss this and put a business plan
right.
together. Dr. Brower had told us at the start
three
that it would be
five
3 to 5 years to make this
yeah.
viable.
I know, listen, I'm supportive.
Yep.
Everybody that I know that stayed there, and it's a few, we're very impressed and we're well taken care
and,
of. So
and that has been the feedback all the way along. So I think, you know, from that perspective, it was a good start, and we built a reputation, and now we just need to market it further and take advantage of a year's worth of planning.
But it is a sore point with the foundation because
yeah.
they're the ones who put the money up and didn't get the money back.
Right.
They will.
We're working on it.
They will.
I think so too. Yeah, I agree.
I had a catty question related to a 10% increase in assets, but I don't know.
Barbara can answer that.
Okay.
I don't know if I could answer that real specifically, but yes, they're having
a good
year.
Sounds like a good thing.
No, it was, yeah.
Okay.
Had a very good year.
Yeah.
Okay. And I don't understand the whole padding piece, but I'll ask questions over time.
Well, that's something we could cover.
Maybe that's a topic sometime.
I think that's a very good idea. Yeah.
I mean, it's just,
yeah.
you know, I've asked you all a few questions and other people
yep.
don't
no, we'll
just
have
understand
that on
it.
The agenda.
Yeah.
I think
mm-hmm.
that's a good idea. It took me forever. And people would say, well, caddy, and I'm like, what? And, you know, and then they'd spell it out. And, well, Caddy covers that. And Carol all the time is talking about transferring funds or having Caddy pay for this because the state can't. And I think it would be really useful for you to
mm-hmm.
understand
yeah.
that.
Yep.
That's all the questions I have. Thank you.
Joel, do you have to get permission from the village every year? Or is this
if we expand the number of units, we'd have to go back for a permit. But, you know, again, we can make that decision, you know, within the next month. We can have the permit in hand by December, should we decide to expand. But if we left it as current, we would not need to apply on an annual basis.
Thank you. Do other people have questions, comments?
I don't have a question, but so with my position with the SUNY Student Assembly, I'm a member of the executive committee. I'm a voting member. I'm on a bunch of other committees. I'm actually part of a task force that counsels the Board of Trustees for predictable tuition. But I have in the works to have the January Executive Committee meeting in Delhi, which would be the first time ever the Executive Committee will be here. So it's
not first time ever in the
meeting. No.
They have met here, but it would be great to have them back again.
And possibly so it'll be all the members of the Executive Committee, all the directors and assistant directors of all the different committees, legislative affairs, rules, all that. Also the president, Tom Mastro, who is a trustee, and then also I'm trying to get Liz Droves and Jason Lee here, who are both vice chancellors. So I just think it'd be a great opportunity. They haven't been here in a while, and they think Delhi, we just have cows and a nursing program that's online. So I'm going to try to show them we have a lot more than that.
Terrific. That's great.
Thank you.
Anyone else?
I were going to go, but I just want to make sure Jennifer or Jared, because this is Jennifer's first meeting, is there anything that you really want to say or anything that you need to?
I'm going to the first plenary October 24th. Jared and I will be going, and there's a special session this time on diversity and inclusion, so I'll be going to that as well.
Yes.
Check that out.
That's in Buffalo.
Yes, Buffalo.
Luckily, before the snow flies.
Yeah. It's a good time to be in Buffalo.
Don't hurry.
Yes.
Well, if there aren't, I'll introduce Dave. Larry?
Yes.
Okay. Well, what we had planned for you is kind of a whirlwind tour conducted by the director of our physical plant. I don't know if that's your title. Well, is that close enough?
Director.
Okay. This is Jane Loveland, who really, really is the glue that holds the physical plant together. He has seen us through very lean times and less lean times, and he's just his judgment is super sound and always right on. And I just so much appreciate having somebody in his position who is so knowledgeable and trustworthy. It's really terrific. So he's going to tell us a little bit. We're going to stop in three places.
Many as you want, but we thought Sanford Hall, Farnsworth, to see the veterinary clinic, Farrell, and then we end up in Kennedy.
That'd be great. Okay, lead away.
Okay.
And you have bags to put things in now.
Do we want to adjourn the meeting?
Oh, we need to adjourn the meeting.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
I'm sorry.
Thank you, Joe, in a second. Thank you, Carol. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed say no.
Good job.
Very efficient.